Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. It didn't happen. The Eagles did not get Bijan Robinson. However, the Eagles have just made a trade. The Eagles are on the clock at pick 9. The Eagles have traded pick 10 and a fourth rounder next year to move up one spot with the Chicago Bears. They are on the clock. Jalen Carter is available. Do ya?
Oh, of course, yeah. And not our guy is gone. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take Jalen Carter.
No argument.
Yeah.
Everybody takes Jalen Carter.
No, take Skoronski. Yeah, take
him. No.
Yeah, of course they take Jalen Carter, yes.
All right, this is a big deal.
I'll say this. I'm happy that he got took before the Eagles picked.
Yes.
Or he's not going to Dallas, too.
I'm not.
He's going to Dallas.
Well, I'm just saying.
No.
If we're not going to get him, I didn't want them to pass over him.
Agreed with that, yeah.
So I can accept it if someone drafted him before the Eagles had a chance to draft
yes.
him.
Yes. The only counter to that is why didn't you move up and get him? But the team they were going to move up to get him with was Atlanta, and Atlanta liked him. They took him. They clearly didn't want to trade the pick. They wanted to take him. You would have had to jump higher than that. So they moved from 10 to 9. It's not often that a team moves one spot.
Well, that's because Chicago probably told them that somebody else may have wanted to move up there.
Someone else was trying to go.
Yeah, they're blocking.
Yeah.
They're blocking. Okay. Do we think it's Carter? Does anybody think it's anybody else?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if it's not Carter.
No doubt.
I'd be shocked.
It's Jalen Carter. Yeah. Jalen Carter is a top 3 talent in this draft, and we're going to get him. I feel good about that. It is a – we are so thin at D-tackle, and this is a D-tackle – who can actually get after quarterbacks. He can make you miss. He can sidestep you, swim you. He's got just unbelievable athleticism for 315 pounds. He's going to be a big plus.
If this is Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll know that for sure in about 5 minutes.
I will say, one thing Howie Roseman is really good at is collecting information. And it would have been very tempting to sit there and go, well, jump to 5 to get him, jump to 6 to get him.
Well, they were trying to.
Howie trusted his information. And maybe it was luck, whatever. But at the end of the day, they're going to, I think, end up getting the guy they wanted without really having to move up much at all.
Yeah, at this point, if it's not him,
I'd be shocked.
It's going to be a huge letdown because, again, everybody thinks, I mean, I don't know who else you would even think of doing it for. There's nobody else to me that.
Well, we don't know how they value. I think it'll be Carter, but who knows? Maybe they genuinely think
Gonzalez,
Chris Skoronski,
and Minnesota wanted to jump up to take Gonzalez or something like that. I don't know. All right, so let's just take a moment before the Eagles pick. Bijan Robinson goes to Atlanta. Hugh, you know that situation better than anybody.
Man, this is the third straight year that they've taken offensive weapons. And I'm kind of surprised, but I guess that means that they have some faith in Desmond Ridder. That's the only thing I can think of. They're trying to put a lot of good talent around him. Tyler Allgeier, to be honest, though, Glenn, Tyler Allgeier was not a bad back last year. This kind of surprises me.
I'll go ahead and say it. This is a bad pick, again, by the Atlanta Falcons. For 3 straight years, I think they could have taken a better offensive player than what they took last year. I mean, over the last 3 years. Outside of Bijan Robinson, excuse me. But they took Kyle Pitts when they could have taken Ja'Marr Chase.
All right. The Eagles, having traded up to pick 9, have put their selection in. We are waiting for it. We should have it within a moment or two.
They took, real quick, they took Drake London last year. They could have taken Garrett Wilson or another wide receiver. So, I mean, I don't know what the Atlanta Falcons are trying to do down there, but they aren't drafting very well.
You know what? This, I just had an epiphany. They're trying to be Tennessee. They're trying to be the Tennessee Titans when they Coach Smith was down there and they had Derrick Henry and who was Steele's daddy? What was the quarterback name that they had? Ryan Tannehill.
He got
a son named Steele, so I call him Steele's daddy. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do that in Atlanta.
All right, so let's get ready for the Eagles pick. We kind of all hope it's Jalen Carter. We certainly all hope it's somebody who can step in as a rookie and help this team get back to the Super Bowl. Hey, this is a team that was leading in the third quarter of the Super Bowl. This is a really talented team. They lost some guys in the offseason, but they still have the foundations of a really good team. All right, here we go. Pick is in, waiting for the commissioner to get to the stage. Hopefully nobody else, no guest announcers. Just want to get right to the pick and find out what the Eagles have done. We got him? Okay. Not yet.
Well, we can't have dead air because people are listening.
I understand. Here he comes. I thought he was there. Here's the commissioner.
The Chicago Bears have traded the 9th pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 9th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jalen Carter, defensive tackle, Georgia.
Jalen Carter, defensive tackle, Georgia.
Rodgers has got it this time. We'll put him on the turf with Jalen Carter. Big number 88 with a sack back on the 18.
At times, Carter has been considered the best player in this draft. But his bio now begins with his connection to a fatal car crash in January and a bad pro day that ignited concerns about his commitment. At his best, on the field, Carter has almost everything you want at D-tackle. Quickness, athleticism, disruption, and versatility.
All right, first of all, how do the people feel about this? All right, the crowd's excited. I think we all liked this pick before it happened. Let's talk about the immediate upside of where he fits in. Elliot, where does he fit in?
What do you mean? Right at tackle.
Yeah, he's a plug-and-play guy.
No, I didn't hear you.
Okay. He's like, where's he fit
in? I want to talk about what's this going to be his immediate impact. Where's he going to fit?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can be a double-digit sack guy from the middle. What makes him special is, A, not only is he extremely strong, but he's similar to Fletcher Cox in the way that he's very quick, too, right? Like, Fletcher, for a guy his size, is super quick. And what his impact will be this. In the middle of the line, he is going to make life easier for the edge rushers, too, right? He'll collapse the pocket up the middle. He'll make it better for Hassan Reddick. He'll make it better for Josh Sweat. But also at the end of the day, too, I think the Eagles needed him, and he needed the Eagles. This is a spot where he can come. He has teammates he knows. We know the Eagles are a great organization, and it's a massive spot of need for them. So, yeah, I mean, he's been talked about as the best player in this draft for a few years, even when all these Georgia guys were coming out. How he's always wanted this guy. To sit there and get him at 9, this has the potential to be one of the biggest steals the Eagles have gotten in recent draft years.
I read the envelope that Howard Eskin, you know, said that if it wasn't the pick that the Eagles wanted, that he knew it wasn't going to be Bijan Robinson. So he said that if it's not Bijan Robinson, if it was Bijan Robinson, I should say, he said he would lose his job. You want to know who he actually picked? You want to hear this?
Go ahead, read the letter, brother.
He said, the player I think will be the Eagles' pick at 10 is Paris Johnson of Ohio State, unless Jalen Carter is there. So I guess for all y'all people that want a Howard fight, he's going
to
be here a little
while. Well, that seems unfair to put two names in the envelope.
Yeah, but you knew that's what he was
going to do. Right, I'm saying, at the end of the day, make your prediction.
Yeah.
He did make his prediction.
Yeah, he covered it.
He covered both bases, though.
He called it right.
Yeah, he got it right.
He said Paris Johnson.
No, unless Carter's there. Carter was there.
That feels a little personal.
It's not personal.
I'll give
Howard credit.
Yeah, he gets credit for that.
He got it.
He got it.
Good for him.
But I think most of us, that's sort of an easy pick. Most of us sort of knew if Jalen Carter was there at 10,
yeah, he is no brainer.
We all pretty much said that the Eagles were going to take him.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if Bijan was there with him at 10, they would have taken Jalen Carter over Bijan. I wouldn't have, but they would have.
Yep. So they go up one spot. They give up a fourth rounder next year. I mean, they basically give up nothing.
Yeah.
And they
it's beautiful.
And watch Kawhi.
And they get him.
And they still have the 30th pick.
John, let me give you a couple minutes
to
play this guy,
for now.
Because John, you got to head down to the shore. So you know, let's let you get out of here. But take a couple minutes, talk about how you feel about all this.
Jalen Carter is the guy. Just like in Howard's little note, I felt like if he was available, the Eagles must take him. He is just that much of a difference maker. When you watch him play D tackle, he's got the quickness and the small area agility that skill guys have. I mean, he looks like a wide receiver out there or a running back playing D tackle at 315 pounds. The guy can move, and it's rare, the ability that he's got. He's going to make us immediately improved up front because he can get after quarterbacks, and he can slide right into that three technique and penetrate. I love what he's going to do. Well, he will produce.
And I think he's going to make Jordan Davis a better player.
Sure.
I think there's a possibility.
Well, that's a huge factor.
That's
the
great,
fact
Hugh.
That two of his
Good
teammates
point.
Are already in
yeah.
place here.
Because I'm a little worried about Jordan Davis.
Don't worry. He's going to be all right, man. He's going to be all right. So I've seen him. I've
I
seen
think
him
they
at
can
his
make
best.
One,
yeah.
They can make the three better.
Yeah, including Nakobe.
They can
Nakobe
work
too.
Yeah. To you know, keep one another that, sharp, stay that, on top of the work ethic and everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah, that's the middle of our defense right there. I mean, Nakobe's going to play. He's going to play behind both of those guys.
And you're keeping him keeping him clean.
You keep him clean, let him run to the football. Yeah, this may be – I think it was Elliott that said it. This may – Jalen Carter needed the Eagles as much as the Eagles needed Jalen Carter.
This is a perfect fit.
It's a perfect fit for him. Friendly environment. They're going to do a great job.
Solid culture.
Because here's the other thing. Jalen Carter – being in Philadelphia, he's going to have to deal with questions about what he went through months ago. So you got to have a good support group around you to help you be able to get through that, answering questions and not with some sort of edge to you or attitude behind it. You know, we're talking about a loss of life, so there needs to be a certain level of contrition when he talks about this, because he will be asked about it at his first press conference. An awful lot. And here's the other thing. His work ethic will be something that people monitor. And they'll watch whether or not he plays hard all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.